This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from Mitchell Defense is the man that makes it all happen there, that being Nathan Mitchell. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. Glad to be back on the show.
So I have had an occasion to take out the GWAT dock rifle. That's a pretty impressive rifle. It just feels, you know, with some ARs, you pull the trigger on these things and they flex a little bit. You can feel them sort of moving around a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I have a little play in there.
Yeah.
Between the upper and lower.
Now, is that where people are getting out there saying, oh, that's military tolerance?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of that. And a lot of that has to do with forging. Most AR companies are doing forging. I talk about it all the time. Like, forging, you can only get so close to tolerances, and that's what causes a lot of that play.
Now, with the GWAT, that's sort of the GWAT seemed really, really solid to me. And I haven't actually gone out and shot a lot of it, what I was doing with it. And one thing we decided to do, just to see, I filmed it, but I'm not going to put the video up because I'll get in trouble because it was a child. But a 12-year-old little girl got up under that gun, and she was just making a group the size of a dime with that after we got it dialed in. I mean, she was able to shoot it well. We had it on rest, and she was just using it like a sniper rifle. I mean, it's just
that. Oh, yeah. I mean, that 16, yeah. The 16-inch barrel, and it being like the thermal fitting, and I mean, the barrels themselves, precision barrels. I mean, there's a shoot half in the way group at 100 yards. I mean, if you miss, it's not because of the rifle.
Well, yeah, you'd be hard pressed to miss with this gun. This gun is pretty good. Now, with the GWAT dock, you have, how many models do you have in the 5.56 variant? Is there four?
You got the GWAT, the SOIDC, the Shorty, Troll Dock. Oh, the 5.56, I think there's only four.
Yeah. Now, you, and here's the thing that I find interesting about your company and your approach. You're more of a medic, aren't you?
I am, yes, sir.
And I would suppose that being a medic, that would mean that you had to spend at least you had to spend more time worrying about the care that you're giving to somebody that might be wounded than you would being an eagle-eyed shooter. Or am I wrong about that? Because I never operated in the military as a medic.
So in the military as a medic, especially with the Marine Corps, some units are a little different, but for the most part, the corpsman is a shooter first, and the medic second. You're in the Marines, so you're going into rooms and clearing stuff. You're not a medic until someone gets to go down. You have to know how to do every single thing that a Marine can do, and also everything that a corpsman has to know. So you're both.
So you actually have to be better than the average rifleman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Well, yeah. Or at least equivalent.
So did weight become a consideration? Did you guys get to set up the configuration of the weapon that you would be carrying when you were on duty?
The weight is a huge consideration. So, like, the rifle you're shooting is about 6.2 pounds.
Right.
And that's what, and like, so I think other rifles that are equivalent are probably around like 7 pounds. I mean, just carrying a rifle all day, you want it to be lightweight. That's, we're doing a huge push right now in the military and law enforcement. A lot of law enforcement guys are loving just how light they are.
Well, that's the other thing, because you know, with the GWAT doc, the Global War on Terror. Now, the doc, are there the trims besides the GWAT on the doc rifle? Is there just a basic doc? And some, you know, let me go to find your doc now. Let's look and see. I can find that out at the touch of a button. Yeah, there's a few docs in there. It's a surgeon. Hey, when is the surgeon doc coming out? I bet you that one. That's one you'll like.
So the surgeon doc is out. It's in the 6th ARC record. I love that rifle.
Yeah.
Especially for long range. That cartridge is incredible.
The GWAT is and this, I'll tell you what your rifle reminds me of. You ever heard of Clint Smith?
I have not.
Okay, so Clint Smith, he runs Thunder Ranch. You ever heard of Thunder Ranch?
I have not.
Okay, so Clint Smith is his storied pistol instructor, but he's a salty guy. His time was Korean War, Vietnam War, and everything else, and he is very, very much about the fundamentals. And he has a signature gun with a Nighthawk Custom for his handgun, and it is the very best ever I've ever laid my hands on, very best basic 1911 I've ever held. Now, with the GWAT, what I noticed, carbon fiber wrapped barrel notwithstanding, everything else on the gun seemed so fundamentally sound, but it wasn't a frilly gun. You know what I'm saying? It didn't have anything I didn't need or wasn't going to use on it.
Yeah, that's the whole design behind it. You're talking about like a duty weapon. Like, there's no like crazy creases that are in the rifle that look like dirt and corners.
Right.
It's all about user engagement, and there's nothing extra in there. I'm not trying to be the sexiest rifle in the world. I mean, in my opinion, the reliability is sexy. So if the rifle works and does the job it needs to do,
that's pretty sexy when it works and it does what it has to do. I think that's very sexy when it works that way.
That's like, especially from the medic background, it's like we make life-saving devices. I mean,
yeah.
You need to use your rifle in combat or something, it's a life-saving device. I mean, especially the medic, we wanted to put rounds down and get all of our guys out of there safely and not have to actually do our real job.
Right. That makes it, that saves a lot of time if you can do it that way, right?
It does.
Saves a lot of time, a lot of bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't feel stressful.
Now, so I'm going to ask a question. We're going to go into a break. I want you to think about this, and you can answer this on the other side when we get back. But with your design as you have it, it sort of looks like you had a lot of room to move if you wanted to with it, if you wanted to do some other things with it. The GWAT, while I say it is a very basic sort of design, at the same time, it's so premium. And I wonder, as time goes on, and if this is in your head, if it's already on the drawing board, I just sort of wonder how far a gun like this could go. Is this a gun that is primarily suited towards somebody in a defensive role? Is this a gun that could be adapted and turned into a competition rifle? Because I know a lot of people like competition rifles. You got very good, like, I always judge how much somebody thinks about the AR by the charging handle. The ones that put the nice charging handles on there, they think they got some stuff going on. And but, you know, we'll talk about that in just a second. The website is MitchellDefense.com. Nathan has got, and I have one of the docs, the doc line. I have the GWAT doc, and it's got a carbon fiber wrapped barrel. It's very lightweight. It's got a 1-6 on it right now. Got a flashlight on it. Got a vertical foregrip. It just runs. It's so well balanced. It's worth the price of admission. It's one gun that you get that you don't have to worry about having an armorer for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Nathan Mitchell from Mitchell Defense, and I have a copy of the GWAT doc here. And the gun is, it is absolutely a premium firearm, but in this execution, it is skillfully executed where everything is the very best piece it could be. But there's nothing frilly about this gun. It's just running and running smooth. And I was asking you before we went to the break, did you leave yourself room with this? Do you see yourself making variations on these as you go?
So with doing like variations and stuff, every rifle is built for a specific purpose. Like your 16-inch is built for a purpose, your short barrels are built for a purpose. There's definitely room for improvement. I mean, I keep constantly testing new things that are coming out, new things I can try. I'm trying to design new things. There's room to expand on it. There's the new Gen 2s, the lower receivers should be coming out later in October. That's kind of a design thing. But the rifle you actually have is called the SOIDC Doc, carbon fiber wrap barrel. And then the GY Doc has a stainless steel barrel that's nitrided. But the only difference is the barrel.
So I have the SOIDC.
Yes, that's the one you have.
See, I thought when I was looking at it, just looking at the silhouettes, this one didn't come with any sights on it. That's why I thought I had the GWAT. So the SOIDC, hey, this means I get to go out there and do some more stuff. That is the Special Operation Independent Duty Corpsman. Best of the best when it comes to the docs.
Yes, the SOIDC doc. So the SOIDC is like the Special Operations guy, or corpsman.
Right.
That goes out with MARSOC and different units. They're basically a doctor, a PA. And going in with the all these units and stuff, they're the best of the best when it comes to that. It's fitting for that rifle, just because of the carbon fiber barrel being mission dependent is better.
Right.
But it's a whole lot more accurate, a lot more sustainable over the long course of fire.
Makes sense. And here's the other thing I would say about this gun. So before I went to the range, of course, I pulled it apart and took the bolt carrier group out and wiped it down and lubed it up a little bit, got it nice and slick and ready to go. I was just looking at the way everything fit. And with a weapon that fits together really well, that means you have a weapon that doesn't end up beating itself. A looser fit weapon is going to wear out faster, isn't it?
It is. And you're talking about like fitness stuff too, like the upper and lower.
Yeah.
If there's a lot of wiggle room, that means there's gaps. If there's gaps, that means dirt and dust can get into it. And that really just affects your reliability over long periods of time being in like dirt, sand, and trying to keep as much of that stuff out. And the looser your rifle is, the more dirty it's going to get.
On the billeted upper, it says it's. It's at extremely tight tolerances to ensure proper cycling, a perfectly flat surface for flush fit for the barrel, this means that the shots are not malforming as they go down the barrel, doesn't it? This is because it fits this way, it's handling heat well, all these other things. As it takes its festive trip down the barrel and starts to spin with the rifling, it's not deforming the shot as it goes because of the fit and the way it handles weight, right?
Yeah, so what the thermal fitting does specifically, so to build an upper receiver, we're able to make the face of the barrel actually beats up against is extremely flat.
Right.
So whenever you connect that barrel to the upper receiver, it's going to be perfectly in line with that upper receiver. And then also what the thermal fitting is going to do is going to lock that barrel in place where you can't pull that barrel out.
Right.
And so what that does is make sure that the rifle is perfectly in line. So it looks like a bolt action. It works because the barrel and the action are pretty much put together as extremely tight as you can get. And so there's no movement at all. So everything being perfectly in line, everything's going to move in unison with each other. So it makes for repeatable accuracy.
Tell me, why did you go with a two-stage trigger?
Two-stage, so this is just coming from military experience. So a two-stage trigger is a standard for your military. So a two-stage trigger is extremely useful during high-stress situations because it gives you a little bit of play to not accidentally fire your rifle. I mean, if you're ever in a high-stress situation, you're pulling the rifle up, you're getting pressure on the trigger, and when that adrenaline's going, on a single-stage trigger, you can accidentally set that trigger off or you want it to go off. And so the two-stage trigger just gives you that little bit of gap in there to kind of like a check. So it's checking in, letting you know, hey, you're putting too much pressure on, or you're not putting enough pressure on, so you don't have an accidental discharge and tell somebody you're not supposed to. And thinking about it, like the civilian side of things, I mean, no one buys a rifle with the thought that they're never going to have to use it. I mean, no one ever wants to ever have to use it, but right. I mean, why have a weapon if you're not planning to have to use it to protect yourself or your family?
One thing I noticed about shooting the gun is it's, and we're talking 5.56, so most people say, well, it's 5.56, Bill, it's not supposed to move. Well, there's varying degrees of how much a gun moves. I've had, and one gun that comes to mind was the LVOA, and I don't remember who made it. But the guy told me, he said, when he sent it to me, he said, this gun doesn't move. But then I got the gun, and it weighed like 9 pounds. So, of course, it didn't move. But I did, you know, it you could feel the difference holding it up there versus for any period of time than for something else that did move a little bit. So then you have to get out there and start doing trade-offs and everything. And the lighter weight, typically with a lighter weight, the trade-off has always been, in my mind, heat management. Is that, am I right about that?
So for a lighter weight rifle, so what you're talking about is like the profile of the barrel. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so people who are lighting up with like the profile of the barrel, yeah, that's for weight. And then, it does help with heat, but like a skinnier profile also has deviations in accuracy over the long course of the fire once it starts getting hot, but it will cool off faster, so.
Now, what, and you know what, we'll have to get to this question in the next bit, so in the next segment. So as we're talking here, and we're talking about heat management, which is, I may be characterizing this, and I'm going to point something out when we get back, but when we're talking about heat management, I want to talk about the difference with the SOIDC. With that carbon fiber wrapped barrel, what am I getting out of that? I sort of know, but I want to hear it from you. The website is MitchellDefense.com. You can go there. You can see the rat dog, the pipe hitter, the doc. You need to take a look at these because these are very well thought out AR-15s. Very well thought out. Actually, they'd be, I guess, an MD-15. Is that what they are?
Yep,
MD-15. That's right. Mitchell Defense 15. So we'll be right back. We're talking about this gun. It is wondrous. And this is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. Hunter Biden will be arraigned in January on tax charges. The president's son is expected to make his first appearance in Los Angeles on the 9 tax-related charges. It's set for January 11th. Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The TSA foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the three busiest days of the holiday season compared to last year. The peak travel days are expected to be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Nathan Mitchell from Mitchell Defense. We're talking about the SOIDC doc that I have here. And one thing that this, so you found a way to meld both the mitigation of heat, and I need to point this out. So I can tell when I'm trying to describe something to you, you're probably like, this guy doesn't really know the terminology here, does he? Are you having those moments with me?
No, there's some things like that. Whenever I talk about them, I'm like, I sound like I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like the thingy where the barrel goes into. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, so like when we're talking about mitigating heat with a barrel, what am I actually talking about? What is the actual in your terminology? What would you be looking at?
So, whenever I think of heat mitigation for a barrel, there's two parts to it. There's longevity and accuracy. If a barrel gets hot enough, it's going to start having like a droop to it, or you're going to have deviations in accuracy just because the barrel is physically moving. It's not moving a whole lot, but it doesn't take a whole lot to move accuracy over, depending on the distances. And then also heat mitigation, it's that the hotter the barrel gets, the faster it's going to start breaking down just because the way science works. The hotter something is, the more friction in science. That chip away at the barrel. So, whatever you think heat mitigation is, the two things I think of that really make sense for us.
Right. So with a carbon fiber wrapped barrel, you have the lightweight aspect of the barrel, but at the same time, you still sort of have the mitigation of heat going on with that. At this particular point with this weapon, what have you found as far as longevity and how well these things hang up, you know, go with all this stuff as far as how well this particular barrel works?
So with the carbon fiber, so carbon fiber being extremely porous, the way they wrap them, it's almost like a spider web type thing. So it just has a lot of holes in it, like micro holes in it that dissipate heat faster. and well, like your standard like steel or chrome moly or even stainless steel cool fast. So the barrel is going to cool off a whole lot faster. It's going to prevent it from getting extremely hot. But it's also, you're not going to have any deviation accuracy because carbon fiber is, it's like, I've heard 10 times stronger than steel, but I don't know if that's actually right or not. But it's significantly stronger than what steel is.
Gotcha.
So, one, the barrel's not going to heat up near as fast, but two, even if it does heat up, you're still going to retain accuracy. Does that make sense?
It does. Well, I mean, so let's go back to that LVOA that I was talking about. One thing when I was pulling the trigger on that gun so many years ago, one thing that I remember was that I had one wear a glove out there on the front on the handguard. Two, I could feel the heat going down the length of the barrel as I pulled the trigger. I'd feel it on the inside of my forearm. Now, I didn't expect to feel that with the SOIDC, but what I actually felt was surprising in that I could, except for the thud, you know, the recoil of the gun, there was no sensation at all as far as a heat transfer coming out of the gun to me.
Yeah, so I mean, the only thing that's really going to heat up on these rifles that you're going to be like, noticeably going to heat up is going to be your gas block, which you can't control that whatsoever.
Right.
So I mean, at that point in the rifle, you're going to start, it's going to start heating up, but the rest of the handguard won't. It depends on how many rounds.
I saw a video the other day, and I'm not one of those that I don't own a suppressor for an AR. But I saw a video of it the other day of a guy running a suppressor on an AR, and I know that the suppressor is causing gas blowback and everything, and it actually overgasses most AR-15 systems and makes it run faster. Am I right about that?
So it has like a negative pressure pushback. It depends on your length, and there's a lot of things to it. But.
Well, while the guy was running the gun, he had so much back pressure coming that he blew the magazine out of the bottom of the gun, and I don't know if he ruined the gun or not, but he had a spectacular malfunction. I'm presuming just that with the dock, that probably the only weak point the gun has would be the magazine. Am I right about that?
As far as what do you mean?
Well, I mean, weapons. You know, with some people that run weapons, I'm not one of them because I don't ever try to get too fancy with this stuff. I don't own a suppressor. I don't do, you know, I don't do really crazy muzzle devices or anything. I just let the gun sort of run its own way. But I see a lot of guys always sticking cans on there or something like that. And you look and you see them getting a face full of gas and everything. And I was watching this one guy and he's doing it. He's looking cool. He's got all the battle rattle on and everything and his gun blows up. And, I know that can be a lot of things, but what is the likelihood of, with AR-15s, not with Mitchell Defense, mind you, because I don't think that would be an issue here, because one, I think yours are probably put together a little bit better, but can an AR-15 be put together in such a way to where it can't handle the pressure as well?
Oh, yeah, I know, for sure, especially if you're talking like 223 and 5.56. I mean, I've seen a lot of guys blow up rifles, and then also like your 300 blackout. And there's lots of ways to blow up an AR. It's just stupidity. And sometimes people will have like weak points in rifles that'll blow up, but a lot of times it has to do with ammo and the chamber pressure. Like because the explosion that's happening inside of an AR is happening inside the barrel. It's not really happening inside the rifle.
Right.
So for a rifle to really blow up, maybe your bolt would have to blow, and then your chamber would have to blow.
I would imagine if your bolt carrier group blows up, that's sort of a shrapnel incident, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and if your bolt blows and cracks back, I mean, it can be catastrophic.
You know
how bad the failure is.
Well, see, and so that's the part that I appreciate most about this particular rifle, just because the fact that it is the fundamentals of the gun. I think sometimes a lot of these guns get out there and they go for the gloss and they go for the look and they sort of take a shortcut on some of these fundamentals that really need to be solid. They need to be a good, firm foundation on those. Would you agree?
I do. I think a lot of gun manufacturers are designed and built by people who don't use rifles. They always like baffles me to see some of the stuff they come out with.
Right.
That was like the taking the approach of like grabbing the rifle or trying, building the rifle that I would take into combat, and that like in putting all the money into the technology into the internal and making it more reliable, accurate, and durable.
Right.
And not so much about how sleek and clean it looks on the outside and the weird lines you put in the handguards and the lines in the mower.
Yeah, I think that sometimes you can go a bit too far. I'm running mine right now without backup sights. I do have a flashlight on it, and I have a vertical foregrip because I actually, the way I grip it, I use the vertical foregrip to make that C with my hand a little easier to maintain, because that's not the way I, but you know, in the 80s we carried an AR-15 or the M16. We shot that like the deer hunters do with angled up instead of squared up on it.
Oh yeah.
I still have trouble working with the squared up setup, but I'm working more and more on it because I'm going to tell you something else I found out, and I'll tell you this in the next segment just because this is sort of, it's sort of interesting that this gun comes along and I get to go run it, but the constant working on the technique part, that's the fun part of it. But the other part is being able to run a gun that is this kind of functional and this kind of efficient. And you can find these at MitchellDefense.com. The Rat Dog, this is a pistol caliber carbine, the Pipe Hitter, and the Doc. The Pipe Hitter, I think, is more of a, come on and pop up, let me see. Yes, this is more of a precision kind of, yeah, and doing things. It's Pipe Hitter is someone that is a member of one of the hard-hitting special operations units that are doing things in a big way. And it looks it, too. It looks like more of a very precise rifle. But all of these are available right now at Mitchell Defense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back. We're talking to Nathan Mitchell from MitchellDefense.com. And by the way, these are available at some of your favorite gun shops out there. He has some guys that are out there distributing the gun. You're a relatively new company. How old are you, Nathan? How old is the company?
The company's been around since 2019, but I can't tell you that I've actually put enough effort into it to say it was really doing anything until probably January of this year. Probably June of last year is whenever I started ramping everything up.
Right.
And then January of this year is whenever we started really pushing it.
Well, if you're in Pennsylvania, you've got a few dealers there, which that's sort of impressive to have dealers already, and you've actually been at it in post-COVID America since January. That's pretty impressive. You've come along. And the fact that you're surviving in Biden's America, that's even more impressive. But let's talk about what has come up with me. Now, when this gun got to me, I had spent so much time, Nathan, shooting handguns. I've been shooting handguns and testing handguns for the longest time now. I sort of lost my AR-15 mojo. So
it's funny. I've been shooting ARs for so long that I did a pistol class not too long ago. I don't remember how to shoot a pistol.
Well, I mean, it's something that, and especially with you, I mean, you were on active duty with this kind of stuff in a specialized role. So I would imagine that you, at one point, you were very competent, and then things change. And I mean, your priorities and everything changes. And then when you start looking at the thing you don't run, well, you don't run it. So you got to refamiliarize yourself with it. I'm refamiliarizing myself with the AR-15. This is a very good. This one has the primary arms 1-6 on it. I was able to zero the gun because it's just that accurate with about 9 rounds. And I was using the standard 3-round group that we used to have in the 80s. How do you zero nowadays? What's the standard for zeroing nowadays?
It's 3-round groups. That's what most people do with 3-round groups. It depends on how proficient of a shooter you are. I did a proficiency course not too long ago, and they taught us how to just completely zero a rifle in 3 rounds.
In 3 rounds?
Yeah. But it all has to do with, like, how proficient of a shooter you are.
Yeah.
And how confident you are that round went where you wanted it to go. That's what, like, 3-round groups do.
Right.
It kind of takes the user error into it.
See, it gets worse, Nathan. See, because when I was in the military, we didn't have optics. We had carry handles. So we had to zero our weapons with steel sights. So zeroing with an optic, which I've done it, but I haven't done it a lot, right? So with this gun, I decided to get real serious about this and really zero this optic. And this gun, I wasn't at big long distance, and I did it all in one. I didn't go to six or anything. I just went to one on the magnification, and I just used it as a big long red dot. And the thing I like about this optic is you can turn it on, and it actually does have a dot in the center of the reticle, so you can have a point of reference to put something. And I did it in 9 rounds, and I've never zeroed that kind of an optic before. Red dots, yes, not something telescopic. So I was pleased with that. So it's quite nice to have. It's a lot better than getting out there and having being the fourth owner of a Bushmaster that I'm trying to do this with.
Yeah, I do it 9 rounds. Good. That is the textbook kind of zero rifle properly.
Right. Are you ever going to do a 4.5-inch barrel with a fixed muzzle device?
4.5 or 14.5?
I'm sorry, 14.5. My bad. 4.5. It's like a glove.
So yeah, it's actually something that's in the works right now. My big push in the last couple of months has been military and law enforcement, and right. Law enforcement have been really into officers wanting to carry it as a personal rifle. Like in their cars, like a lot of departments let officers carry personal weapons on duty as long as they can squall with them.
Right.
So 14.5 has been kind of like the hit. They're all wanting to put suppressor mounts on there. And then I've just been pinning and welding for them whatever suppressor mount they want. And so it's like the shorty, the new gen lowers, and 14.5, they're all kind of being released out to law enforcement right now. And then once that kind of settles down a little bit, then we'll push it out to the main public.
I just like to have a 14.5. I wouldn't have to have any other bells and whistles. I just happen to like that length for some reason. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why. Yes, sir.
I would say it's a good length. I mean, it's as far as like fit and function.
Yeah.
It's great for your medium engagement, and it's also small enough that you can move around in tight spaces.
So when you say a medium engagement, what kind of range are you talking about?
I think 300 to 600. Probably, 300 to 600.
So this 16-inch barrel that I've got on this gun, how far out can I reach with that gun?
Yeah, that's all up to the shooter. So, I mean, you can get out to 1,000.
Wow.
I've seen people do it. I think it takes a really good shooter to do that. Getting out to 300 for the average person, we were taught 300 yards of the red dot. But getting out to 600 wouldn't be super difficult, especially with half a million accuracy. You're going to be, about like 3-inch groups at 600 yards.
Right.
But a lot of that happens. There's a lot of ammo that's involved in that conversation. And then terminal velocity is also a whole other.
With 5.56 nowadays, I've heard talk about people where they're like, 55 grain is not optimal. 75 grain will actually reach out and do some serious damage. What is a good load for somebody that wants to set one up and actually carry a serious setup for the MD-15?
What capacity? Just as a target gun or as a actual?
No, just as a civilian that thinks something might go sideways one day.
The 62 grain, that's the NATO weight, is a good cartridge or a good weight to have. But if you're talking 77 grain or 75 grain, the kinetic energy that you're having, or energy on target, is just so much higher with that much more weight.
Right.
That it's a better to have a heavier weight for kinetic environments where you're having to use it to in your life. Just reaching out and touching something, the precision shooting, those guys all, I'm not a huge ammo guy, but in the precision world, I would say 70 grain or something like that. Probably you're going to have less wind drift for sure.
Right. Okay. That's something to look at. I'm just running 55 grain in everything. I mean, that's just what I've got, and I've got thousands of that, so I just run that, and I'm worried no more.
I know I have a buddy he's called Shane Ammo, his ammo company.
Yeah.
He's developing out of 75 grain for some precision shooting groups.
Right.
That are military precision shooting. So I guess that's what they're using for their precision rifles. I would say that 75, 77 range would be perfect.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take this thing out now that I've got the first stuff. I'm going to film. I've got a video to put up about it. And when I take it out and actually run it at distance, we're going to do this again. And I'm going to send you some of the video clips because I want your critique. Would you be willing to give me that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you will appreciate, too, that two-stage trigger when you're getting out the distance.
Yeah.
Because you can take up that slack and then whenever you're really actually pulling the trigger, it's going to be about a 2.5 pound pull. So it's true that two-stage trigger really works very well for precision environments, too.
Well, it feels my friend of mine, his son was there, and he's a former Marine Corps captain, and I let him run it, and he's like, wow, that's really nice. And I got a little bit of talking head to talk about your gun from him, because he's running more recently than I have on a more serious basis than I ever have. So getting his opinion was a little bit like getting your opinion, but this way, it's not me and it's not you saying it. It's a third party, Nathan. That's what you got to do. You got to go for those third party opinions. That's always what you got to do.
Third party endorsement.
There you go. Third party endorsement. Yeah. The website is MitchellDefense.com. This is a tremendously, fundamentally beautiful execution of this sort of a platform of rifle. I have no issues at all running out the door with one of these things. As a matter of fact, it's the preferred golf club to take out when you have to go out and play nine holes. So thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Yep, I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir. Mitchell Defense, hour number 3 is inbound. Looking forward to talking to Dean Weingarten one more time as we head into the weekend. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.